Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah
and Vinny.
I like
that one part.
Which part? Vinny! Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, is that what it is?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can. Well, I
pretty
actually,
good.
I can't. I
don't
can't,
do it.
I can't scroll through things.
We all heard it. It just happened.
Boom. That's Niall Horan on Alice. And actually, hold on. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Niall Horan is coming to the Masonic in San Francisco on Wednesday, November 22nd. You can be our guest at the concert and get special access into a sound check event that he's doing before the show, including an intimate performance and a meet and greet with Niall. That's courtesy of, get to the woo part. Vinny loves that.
I was just saying, it's just a neat little... Yeah.
It's at the very end.
It's okay, really.
Says,
it's also in the beginning.
Let's skip it.
That's true, yeah.
That part.
That's it. Courtesy of Capital Music Group. To win, listen to Jane today through Friday, 4:05 for the cue to call in. When you hear it, start dialing. Calling 9 gets two tickets to the November 22nd show at the Masonic and two passes into the Niall Horan soundcheck event before the show. So that's pretty good.
It's just one of those sounds you make for your buddy, you know.
Like, way to go, dude. Woo!
Yeah, like, the, you know, you see someone getting a good wave and you're paddling back out and you see your buddy getting a good one and you're like, yeah! Is there, dropping in, doing something cool. Yeah, there. One of my friends is leaving for El Salvador today.
For a
surfing trip? Yeah.
Oh, is the surf
this
particularly
is Brian,
good?
My neighbor. Actually, it's late in the season for that trip.
I see.
So they could get really lucky or they could play a lot of cards.
Do you wish you
could go? Cards are fun.
Well, I always want to go surfing. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, I have other things. Mm.
Like what?
Celebrity trash, man.
What about your roommate? Has she woken up yet?
No, I've been texting. I really wish they would answer.
Why didn't you call?
Who are you going to call?
I don't see why they... I'm texting. I'm hoping that...
But she's probably not hearing it. But if you call, maybe she'll hear it.
Good point.
I need... took a pill in Ibiza.
Oh, that's a good song. Yeah.
I know. I knew...
In Ibiza...
I knew you'd like this one.
Short of each cool.
Lots of people have a good time in Ibiza.
I'm living
or Ibiza.
LA.
Like Barcelona. Oh, keep going. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
that's to. That's it. No, I'll go back to you. I just like to sing the LA part.
Oh.
Oh, you don't have to do the whole thing. Yeah. Okay.
So apparently it's a real party there. It's what I hear, you know. I mean.
Paris is always there, spinning.
Oh, is she?
Well, yeah, she's a world-famous DJ.
What?
Paris Hilton. She's a world-famous DJ
Hilton.
Now.
Oh, Paris Hilton. I thought he meant his friend.
Parissa.
Parissa.
Oh. L.A.
L.A. So, not only is it a place to party and live the wild life, it's a place to get married, apparently.
Ibiza is?
I don't know. Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander have tied the knot. I barely knew they were dating.
Oh, they did that movie together,
they
remember?
Did.
The movie that no one saw, including
which
me.
Looked really good, I thought, but I was
which
like,
one?
Well, it's called The Light Between Oceans, I think. Hold on.
Yeah, see, you've never even
hang
heard of it.
I have. It's when the little baby washes up on the shore and
they can't get pregnant.
They can't get pregnant.
So they steal the baby.
I can't find the name
of
it.
But they live on an island, so if a baby washes on the shore.
The Light Between Oceans. Right, so they live on this island. And some shipwreck happens, and the dude gets his baby safely off the boat, and then the couple that can't have children is delivered a child, and they decide to keep it, and then the child's...
That song's totally bumming me out, dude.
Which one, the marriage song?
The marriage
yeah.
one? Why?
I don't know. It's just so sad.
It's just so sad. Cool. Game over, man! Anyway, Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander, who I just love her. She's also in Ex Machina.
Yeah, she's great.
And she's great in that. She plays like a cyborgy, you know, robot lady.
All I know about him is you're always getting weird about his wiener.
Oh, apparently it's humongous. Didn't we see a picture of it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Can't remember it, though.
I think she's the new Tomb Raider, too, isn't she?
Oh, is she the new Lara Croft? She's perfect.
Yeah, I think so.
They got married over the weekend in Ibiza.
Who was there at the wedding?
You know, let me see if it's...
Wasn't Fassbender really the plantation owner in Django Unchained?
Yeah.
He was.
No, he was
in 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave. Oh, is that which one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see.
It looks like DiCaprio.
It was really small.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I'm getting them mixed up, but he was really good as the
oh, he was really good at being horrible.
Like, yeah, you hate him.
Oh, you hated him so much. He was just an awful person.
Have the picture you love, Sarah.
Is it the picture of his? Oh, yeah, look at that. That's quite.
Look at that.
So we've never seen it naked, only through pants?
Yeah, I think so. Right?
Don't you feel like you've seen it naked before?
Maybe. I'm going to have to go look at that. I'll be right back.
Okay. They met on the set of that movie in 2014.
Yeah, and they hit it off, and they, I guess they've been kind of dating ever since. He's 40, she's 29. In photos.
She used to be part of this Royal Swedish Ballet.
Sure?
Did you know that?
Oh, she's a ballerina woman.
Yeah.
I thought it was John Hamm.
Wait, there's the other one.
Here it is.
Oh, he puts his to the other side. Oh.
Which way does he go? To the right or the left?
He goes to the left.
It's good that he has to pick a side. I mean, that's, you know, thing one in the positive column. You wouldn't want it to just be like, never mind. So anyway, they got married.
Never mind.
They exchanged vows at the luxurious La Grange Farmstead. And they were surrounded by friends and family. I don't have a guest list. I'm sorry to say, Huma. It sounds like it was a private affair. Let's nobody's name you would know.
Find out.
They were spotted hanging out with friends and family on the island on Friday. And...
Is Harvey Weinstein there?
Looks like they tied the knot at some point over the weekend. No. Okay. No. Harvey Weinstein wasn't there. This is her... Frolicking, I guess pre-wedding, Vinny. Hanging out on the island. And they talk about how much they love each other, blah, blah, blah.
What's she wearing there? Is that a bathrobe?
The white thing?
Yeah.
It's like a little dress.
All right.
Isn't it? Let me see. It's just a little dress. Wow, that does actually, I can see why you're saying that. It's sort of split down the middle. Looks like a cotton dress with some lace accent, like almost that crewel work. And then it has a wide band and kind of puffy. Yeah, that's a weird dress. You're right. I didn't really, all I noticed was the heart-shaped sunglasses.
Those are cute.
Yeah. They're having a ball. Nice ankles.
I mean,
nice
she's getting married. What? I didn't look at the ankles. She's getting married, so that's the heart glasses, right?
I guess so. Maybe that's the wedding dress. For all we know, that's the dress she got married in.
All right.
Any other details?
Can't tell anything about these ankles.
Oh my God, they're so pretty. They are? Pretty little delicate ankles.
Nobody looks at those.
I love ankles. Yeah, she's a ballerina. What was she with again? Which?
The Royal Swedish Ballet.
What do you have to say about the ass on that photographer, huh?
Pull your pants up. Is that a girl or a boy?
I don't know.
Could be. I think it's a boy.
I have no idea. But
that's I've seen worse.
She directed
pants
me
than
to
that.
You know, the look at other stuff. I went well.
There's pretty little ankles.
Why should that photographer be immune to our venom?
Right. No venom. I like these. He looks great in his white jeans. He might be a girl. I don't know. He's, you know, not facing the camera. I'm going to do this story. Yuzi and I talked about the story this morning a little bit. And in the end, I've decided to do it because it is a cute story, sort of, but it has sort of a dark underbelly to it.
Uh-oh. Cute?
Mm. Well, it's, yeah, I mean, I think it's funny what she did.
Texters, get ready.
Yeah, get ready to yell at me. I think it's pretty funny. And I know people love Carrie Fisher. She recently passed away, although when I was watching the trailer, she's all over the trailer for the new Star Wars, so we're going to get to see a little bit more of her.
Yeah, the trailer alludes to her son killing her.
Yeah, it does. Have you watched that trailer yet, Vinny? It's super...
I have not seen it yet, no.
It's pretty good.
I will go see the movie, though.
Yeah.
I liked... Well, Rogue One was disappointing, but what was the first one? The Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
I liked that
Not
a
Return
lot.
Of the Jedi. It was...
Just call it that. It's not good enough.
What was it called, Hooman?
Forgot.
You forgot.
Come on! You're the movie guy!
Star Wars Episode 8.
Yeah, that's what
that's
it was called.
That's not it!
And it wasn't. It was Episode 7.
Oh, was it 7?
Yeah. 4, 5, and 6 are the first one. 1, 2, 3. This one's 8.
You still don't
know!
The Force Awakens! Oh, thank God. You know there's people screaming in their heads. Yeah. All right.
You guys are supposed to be fans!
They are.
So, here's the story. Carrie Fisher once hand-delivered a cow tongue to a man who'd sexually harassed one of her friends. The friend's name is Heather Ross, and I guess that she's a producer, like a TV or movie producer. She's like a Hollywood person. I don't believe that she's an actress, but she was being interviewed. Let's see here. She's being interviewed on some radio station in Arizona. Her name's Heather Ross, and she said that an Oscar-winning producer, not Harvey Weinstein, basically tried to rape her. She got away from him, but as she was leaving, he said, "You'll never work in this town again." One of those, the career enders.
What a D.
So she must have, she told Carrie Fisher, her friend, about it. And 2 weeks later, Carrie sent Heather an online message telling her that she bought a Tiffany box wrapped with a white bow. She brought that to this producer at his office. And when Heather asked Carrie what was in the box, she said, "It was a cow tongue from Jerry's Famous Deli in Westwood," with a note that said, "If you ever touch my darling Heather or any other woman again, the next delivery will be something of yours in a much smaller box." Heather said, "That's who she was. She spoke out and she put things out there in your face."
Good for her. She's clearly in a position to do that, though.
Right. She doesn't say when this happened. I guess it couldn't have been 30 years ago because, you know, they contacted each other online.
You've never heard of anything Heather Ross has done, by the way.
Oh, you looked her up as a producer? Is it TV or movies?
Mostly TV series. She did a documentary called Girls on the Wall. But, yeah, it's mostly... There's a TV show, I Used to Be Fat. I don't know what that is. Use that? Because is that one of the reality shows you watch?
I don't know it.
Oh, okay. And then Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh, yeah, that's the one where they look into the into your DNA, right?
Oh, yes.
Is that a PBS show?
A lot of the celebrities are doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's the producer of that.
Oh, but that's legit.
The other stuff, Todd TV, Head to Head, Mean Girls, Mind Games.
This is all Heather Ross.
Yeah.
Mean Girls?
Mean Girls, Mind Games. It's a TV movie documentary from 2003.
Well, just keep them busy.
Yeah.
Sure. Somebody's got to produce those things. Lauren Holly says that Harvey Weinstein... Lauren Holly is the cute little redhead from Dumb and Dumber. In fact, I think she and Jim Carrey were an item for...
They were married.
Were they married?
I thought they married, so. Yeah.
Yeah, that actually sounds right.
Yeah, 96 to 97, so...
Just a quick one.
Yeah. Oh, crunch. Mm. How's that? We are so in love.
We're marrying right now. It'll be over in 1 year. But right now, so good. Anyway, she said Harvey Weinstein was all business during a meeting in his hotel room, right up until the moment he ripped off his suit and went to the bathroom in front of her.
What? Jeez.
She went on a daytime talk show called The Social on Monday. You know, she lives in Canada. Maybe this is a show that's in Canada, The Social. And she spoke for the first time about an encounter she says went down in the late 90s. She said she wasn't worried about going to Weinstein's hotel for the meeting. She says that was common, and he was fully dressed when she arrived. Lauren says they spoke at length about possible roles, and right in the middle of the conversation, he stripped and used the bathroom in front of her. Despite being nude in front of her, she said he never stopped talking business, even when he jumped in the shower. She said it turned ominous and terrifying when he got out of the shower. And just as scary as the reaction she says she got when she told friends what happened. You know, Angie Everhart, I was watching her tell her story about how she was, I guess she was at like the Cannes Music Festival, the movie film festival. And she was staying on a boat.
I remember this story.
Like on a yacht. Mm-hmm. And Harvey Weinstein broke her door down and finished himself off in front of her.
Jeez.
And she,
wait a minute.
Uh-huh. Broke in and...
So he was already there.
He was on the boat, apparently.
She had just got in and she went to go sleep.
She went to go to sleep and he breaks in. He breaks down her cabin door from the way she was telling it. And he comes in and
he first must have, I'm sure he knocked and he's getting no answer. You don't, what? You think he goes from,
yeah,
he I just do. Breaks it down.
Well, dude, you know, he was
but
about
look
to finish.
What he was,
so
look what he did when he got in there. It's not like, you know, she needs, you know,
I'm not
some
saying
sugar.
He's not a lunatic. It just seems like, you know, I don't know. I can't get into this dude's head.
So when she was horrified, right. And I guess he leaves after that, whatever. And she tells the next day, she's like, oh my God, Harvey broke into my room and did this thing. And they went, that's Harvey. That was the reaction of the people around her.
Did you see the letter that one of the writers who worked for Harvey put out there? It was
no.
a Facebook post he put out.
What's
and
the
he
gist
said,
of it?
The only thing, I wish I could get the quote because you really need, he's a writer, so he did an excellent job with it. He said, the only thing more shameful than Harvey or... The only thing almost as shameful as Harvey's behavior is everyone's newfound attitude towards Harvey because everyone knew, myself included. And you know why? Because none of us wanted to not eat caviar in St. Bart's. And he goes on to say, these dudes handed me a career. You want to know why I didn't say anything to anybody about anything? Because I got tons of jobs from that dude. Tons.
His name is Scott Rosenberg.
No, I mean, way to spell it out, dude.
He's
there
calling
it is.
Everybody out. I wish I could, if you could find
he
the
said
set.
Everybody Bleeping work. New is the title.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to work. That's why actresses didn't say anything about it. I mean, that's why it was allowed to go on this long. It's not surprising at all that nobody said anything about it.
So Scott,
that's how people in power abuse it.
Scott wrote High Fidelity, Gone in 60 Seconds. Con Air.
Oh, that's a good one.
When these dudes hired him, according to what I read, he was 30 years old, and all of a sudden, he is a made man in Hollywood. He's work. He's got a contract with Miramax because of these dudes. And so he says, and all these other people knew, and they're acting now, coming out now, saying,
I'm so outraged.
That's
disgusting.
Son of a bee. How could he? And I didn't know, but if I did, well... Yeah, you all knew, he's saying.
Yeah
but knew. He also knew.
Yeah, he's saying he knew.
So
he's admitting it. He's saying the reason I didn't say anything to anybody is because I wanted to eat caviar in St. Bart's too. I'm not defending the guy. I'm just telling you, there's another voice out there. It's pretty profound.
Right.
He wrote the new Jumanji, which stars The Rock.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming back.
Well, and that's the problem with it all right there. It's why... People who do outrageous things and you think, why didn't someone stop them? Because no one wants to not be in that club anymore. And that's what happens to you if you're the whistleblower on it. The people who enabled Michael Jackson and some of his behavior. People who were around Bill Cosby who had to have known what was going on. People who were around Harvey Weinstein or any number of other powerful people.
He says that the rumors were constantly discussed with big producers, big directors, big agents, big financiers, big rival studio chiefs, big actors, big actresses, big models, big journalists, big screenwriters, big rock stars, big restaurateurs, big politicians.
Everybody
knew.
Yeah. He repeats that many times. Everybody effing knew.
Mm-hmm. Surprise, you guys. Everybody knew. Surprise. It was called out even, what was it, back in 03 was the first reference we heard to it? Well, somebody had made some, oh no, maybe it was 05?
Yeah, that was Courtney Love.
Was she the first person to ever say his name in a disparaging way regarding that?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I feel the same
way. I don't think so.
I thought we heard an 03 incident.
I feel like we heard, or people were saying stuff in the 80s, because there was articles.
Well, what year was the Oscar joke? Was that 05?
No, that was 2012.
Oh, that was recent.
Yeah, that was much, well, still a few years ago.
Oh,
but.
This was, texters reminding me about a story, 925. The Obamas had their teenage daughter intern for him.
Yeah.
I doubt they knew. Well, they're, what's her name? Oh, is it Malia? Malia's going to be called to testify, they're saying.
Interesting. Yeah, she interned. I mean, I would think he would be smart enough not to do anything to the first daughter.
Or around her.
Right. Or around her.
Is he still at the sex clinic? Where is he?
Arizona.
Oh, yeah, he's in
Miracles.
Arizona, right.
What is it called? Is it Miracles?
Meadows, something like that.
Yeah, something with Meadows in it.
He skipped Kucinich.
Roy Detrice.
I don't know Roy.
Well, if you ever listened to the Game of Thrones books on tape, you would have heard his voice.
Okay.
He was also, he's been in Hooman's favorite movie, Amadeus.
Ooh.
He was Mozart's dad.
Oh,
in Amadeus.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's also the guy who reveals the Targaryen's secret wildfire arsenal to Tyrion Lannister. I think that's season two.
Yeah.
Right before he shows them all the huge underground warehouse of wildfire. It's that old dude.
He's the guy with the beard?
No. No, that's
the old maester.
That's, yeah.
Oh.
What's the guy's name again?
His name is Roy Detrice or Detrice. Anyway, he's 94 years old. He passed away.
Oh. But pull a light switch in that room. My Jesus.
It's the
Could
darkest
it be any
show
darker
on TV.
In there?
When he did the first book, A Song of Fire and Ice, and by the way, he's great. I listened to some of those books on tape, the first ones, in the Game of Thrones series. And this dude was magic because he did... This is the Guinness Book of World Records, the greatest number of characters voiced by a single actor in one audiobook. 224 different characters in that first book.
And that guy did it.
And that guy.
All by himself.
He holds. Yeah, he did the whole thing. And
wow.
He was excellent. And you got so used to the way that the character sounded, you didn't even need a setup. You knew who was talking in each section. It actually made it really easy to sort of keep track of who was talking. He's great. Did you grab that little tiny clip for me? Well,
he's
anyway.
Really good.
Yeah, oh my God. And he does all the girl characters.
Does
he's
he really?
All the characters. He's great. You just knew it. Like, you knew what Jamie's voice sounded like. You knew what Tyrion's voice. You knew what Daenerys' voice sounded like.
Does he do girls like guys do girls?
No, he... Well, yeah. He does a higher voice, and it's clearly still him talking, but he was really good at it. He did... Miss Sandy was one of my favorites.
Hi, I'm Miss Sandy.
Yeah, like that.
Like that.
Exactly. Yes, Vinny.
I'm from the South.
So rest in peace, Roy Detrice. He's, let's see, he was also, I guess he was on Beauty and the Beast in the 80s.
Hellboy.
Zeus on Hercules. Did you watch Hercules? And then Mozart's dad in Amadeus. And before he was an actor, he served in the Royal Air Force during World War II, spent time in a German POW camp. Roy Detrice, 94. Rest in peace. What's coming up then?
Well, California is going to allow gender-neutral birth certificates.
Darn it,
I just did the story.
That's weird.
All right.
Isn't
well, I'll
weird?
Find some other stuff to talk about, too.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and
Dublin. It is 7:38 Tuesday morning. Here's what's happening. There is a new fire starting in Santa Cruz Mountains. It started last night as a structure fire around 10:30. We don't know how, but please, no candles in the bath right now or whatever you're up to with your... Make sure your ciggies are stomped out. This is wildfire season. It's a bad time to be playing, I don't know. And don't throw your cigs out the window either, please.
No doubt.
Anyway, this fire started last night, and it quickly went on a run. Firefighters are battling the 125-acre bear fire, as they're calling it. It's and there are evacuations happening already. And one firefighter was injured after falling about 50 feet down a hillside into a ravine. Looks like suffered a broken wrist. So that's the latest there. I'll bring you more as I get it. But they are calling for some evacuations in that area. It's just like Napa. There was tons of rain last season, so tons of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. A lot of
Lots
places,
of
the trees and fuel are as high as the houses. Eesh. California has become the first state to allow a non-binary gender marker on birth certificates. This is Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation. It allows residents to be identified as
human.
I guess so.
Yes, it's a human baby. The end. Interesting.
Non-binary means the person does not designate male or female as gender. So there's that. You know, someone down the street from me has a sticker that says gender is dead on their car. And I kind of trip on it for a second. It's not hurting me anyway. And I'm very proud to be a boy. I like, you know,
your junk.
I like being a dude. But it doesn't, it's not hurting me. You know, that person can be all genders dead or whatever.
Sure.
And I'm finding
perhaps to them it is.
There's some, well, and I, we're seeing it. Mm. You know, we're seeing the start of some changes.
What it comes down to is, you know, we're all human beings and that condition is something a little different for every single one of us. And if this is important to someone, I'm totally fine with it. It doesn't affect me in any way.
That's the point I'm making.
What you designate your child is on its birth certificate.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to negotiate all these new, even as we do this show.
Right. The pronoun use can get befuddling at times.
We find ourselves just speaking from our hearts and our heads as we're doing our radio show, and yet someone will call us out on different things.
Absolutely.
Someone called me out earlier because I had mentioned that we were talking about that story where the dad showed up at the hotel and shot the boyfriend in the man zone. And I was saying, I am going to want my daughter to have normal, healthy experiences in that. And I mentioned a boy. And someone wrote in and said, you may very well have a lesbian daughter.
Right.
And I was thinking, that's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't say a boy because I would be bothered if she were. I'm just speaking from my own experience, but there's...
Right. No one's trying to hurt anyone, and we can't at every moment be taking every possibility into consideration.
But that's
just
what's out
blabbing.
There. That's what's out there and happening, and that's what people are... There are people listening who are...
The gender
pinpointing
police, right.
on that stuff.
Yeah.
And to me, it doesn't stand out at all. I've never been bothered by someone being gay. I wouldn't be bothered if my daughter were. Would fully support that, but I'm not going to remember every time to go gender neutral.
Right.
I'm just speaking from my own life experience most times.
Right. And that's all.
That's what's normal to me.
Right.
Anyway.
There it is. You don't have to declare. Let your kid figure it out later, I guess. If you want. Or you can declare if you want.
Yeah. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent.
45% of all pregnancies in the United States happen by accident.
45%, huh?
45%. Doesn't seem like that.
It doesn't.
Not in my experience or with any of the people I'm around at all. Mm. Well, Bryn had one.
Yeah, you did.
A long time ago.
Yeah. I know a few people had.
You were.
What?
Weren't you? An accident?
Yes, I was an accident.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, they got married right after that, didn't they?
They sure did.
And look at them, still going strong.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to make it, right?
I think so. They just celebrated 50 years. We'll see if it lasts.
Good for them. Mm. An octopus doesn't have 8 arms. It has 6 arms and 2 legs.
Two
of its tentacles work like legs and help it move while the 6 arms grab food.
All right, then. That's pretty funny.
Based on the average life expectancy in the United States, if you're 18 years old, you only have about 3,160 weekends left in your life.
Oh, no. Use them wisely, children.
If you're 40, you only have about 2,015 weekends left.
Well, I'm 50. How many do I have?
I can't do that math. What are you, nuts?
Are they saying... What's the expectancy right now? Isn't it a man 72 and a woman 78?
Something like that, yeah. Yep. That scares me, that stuff. How many summers do you have left, you wonder?
Yeesh. Summers are so great. Oh, you like fall, though.
Well, I like fall best.
Christmas,
but,
yeah.
Really, it's about surf season, which is right now. Coca-Cola's Dr. Pepper clone has had 4 name changes since it was introduced. It started as Peppo. in 72, became Dr. Pibb later that year, changed to Mr. Pibb in 73, and then Dr. Pepper sued, and it became Pibb Extra.
That's what it's called now?
It's all but invisible to me. I've never seen it. Have you?
Yeah. I think I saw Mr. Pibb
me
back
too.
In the day,
yeah,
but I don't remember
that.
Any other.
Pibb Extra? Do you?
Never heard of it.
Right. No idea.
I do like a Dr. Pepper.
Me too. Yeah.
Extra
me too.
Spell just X-T-R-A.
Whoa. It's racist. It's extreme.
When the guys were doing my carpet on Friday night, I bought a bunch of pizzas and a sixer Coca-Cola, and then I was like, I'm going to get a sixer of Dr. Pepper, too.
And we what all did they cracked. Drink?
They went for the Cokes. Oh. I went for the Dr. Pepper. Clearly, I was the only one that gave two craps about that. But, yeah. You know, whatever. I gave it all to them to take home, and they were happy to take it.
Mm-hmm. It that left was nice with of you. Them. Well, you had carpeteria.
I did.
Overdoing
carpeteria.
Your carpet. And they offered to stay late and finish that job.
Right.
And that was what you needed to happen.
Well, they could have come back the next day, but they were all, yeah, we'll, we want a
we'll
weekend,
stay.
Too.
Mm. We'd we'll love to it. Not come back right. here tomorrow.
We'll finish. No, all right.
Well, I'll get you some pizza.
I did some math. I think you should have about 1,500, at least, Sarah, weekends ahead of you.
If I live to 78?
To 79 is the average human lifespan. Oh.
She parties pretty hard, though, dude. You may want to take a few of the years off the back end there.
So. Did you,
true.
Did you say what Mr. Pibb was called before? It was called Mr. Pibb?
It was, yeah. It was Peppo and then Dr. Pibb.
That's right.
And then it went to Mr. Pibb and then Pibb Extra, which I've never seen.
Was it any good? Does anyone remember?
Dr. Pibb?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I remember. Dr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb. Yeah, it was fine.
Did it taste just like Dr. Pepper?
It seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's now called, just so you know, Pibb Extra /0 Cherry - Vanilla.
Oh. All right.
That's quite a name for a...
I don't remember any vanilla in there. Mm.
Researchers in Belgium just found out Wi-Fi isn't safe. Literally every Wi-Fi network in the world uses a security protocol that has a flaw, which means it can be hacked.
Great.
We kind of already know that, don't we?
Yeah.
That Wi-Fi is not as secure. And that you should probably be plugged into something if you want to have a secure line.
Well, I'm super psyched because I froze all my accounts yesterday using my phone, so I'll be sure.
You used
be
your
great.
Phone to
I
do
did.
That?
Yeah. I told you I shut my computer down, so I just was like doing it on my phone.
Why'd you shut your computer down?
I shut it down all the time now, too, because I don't want to suck the
power.
Well,
just turn the button back on. It's a button.
What's your PG&E bill as a result of that?
I haven't done it long enough to notice the difference.
Oh, that's why you're doing it?
I'm just trying to, and also because I feel like if my computer's just there idling all day, like anybody could get on there.
Put it to sleep, know? Maybe.
Yeah, does but can't help? Someone still get in there?
Well,
I figure
like,
if it's off, can they get in there?
Do any of us really have the answer to any of these computer
we do.
Questions?
No. The reason we do is because we also have the girl with the dragon tattoo. And remember the hacker was able to get on that guy's computer in the 11th hour and get all the evidence about him. Looking at all those child porn.
Yeah,
even though the computer was asleep?
No, he turned it on.
Oh. So it had to be on in order to...
Yeah, so okay. Maybe Sarah's on to something.
I'm off to something.
Anyway, it means your computer could be hacked because of this Wi-Fi...
Right. That's why.
...hole in the security.
Killer.
Hackers could use that flaw to intercept any data you send from your computer or your phone, including credit card info, passwords, emails.
That's great. I sent all kinds of sensitive information yesterday.
Or your dong pictures,
really excited
although
about
nobody
it.
Wants those,
nobody
according
is
to
collecting them.
Right. But people do want your boob pictures.
Sure.
So if you're out there sending those,
careful,
I'm sure.
Girls.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure they're in good hands.
I'm sure, Ben. You just got to trust.
Right. Anyway, I guess they're going to try to do something about this. But in the meantime, you should be very wary of Wi-Fi. Yikes.
Hooray! And for hackers out there who didn't know that they were all used the same...
They know. Yeah, what are you kidding
you're
me?
You're right, they're hackers. What am I talking about?
There must be like a hacker, I don't know, like a Underground Elks meeting, Lodge right. or something. The Hacker Elks Lodge, where they just laugh and laugh.
Oh, the dumb people.
They don't know a thing about this technology that they're using daily. Yeah, and there you are on your phone.
Yep.
Here's all my sensitive info and the answers to all my pertinent questions.
And can you imagine, shouldn't the place that you're actually writing or dealing with to freeze this account, shouldn't it say somewhere, do not use your phone to send this sensitive information? If you are, hang up right now or whatever you're, right. I don't know what you're doing.
Some Wi-Fi.
Yeah, whatever. Can you hang up from that? Yes. Log out.
Quick, hurry, log out. Oh my God.
Wow. The world today. Just.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Well, you went and did it, Sarah.
What'd I do?
You brought up Michael Fassbender, and every single texter in the world has texted in that his schlong is enormous.
Yeah. I have heard that. I feel like I've seen pictures of it.
You have, because
not just through pants.
It showed in a movie called Shame.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the one where he bangs his sister.
Oh, that is shameful. Don't bang your sister. Everybody knows that.
I tell your brother, he didn't seem to know that.
He never banged any of his sisters.
I just
Vincent.
Mean, you know, he was always looking through the hole in the wall at the
summer vacation. He put that there for stupid, so he could watch My Friends.
Right. Aha. Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
There's a hole in the wall to your room, and his storyline is, I just wanted to look at your friends.
Yep,
change.
That's right.
Right.
And I believe, don't. God, Bryn, stop it.
I swear I want so badly to hear his roast of you.
You can never
at
hear
50th
it.
Birthday.
No, and there's no record of it. No one taped it, and there's no record.
Someone taped it.
Nobody taped it.
What are you talking about?
No.
Of course
Do
someone
you have
taped
tape
it.
Of it, Bryn?
I don't, but
yeah,
I'm thinking
there's
about,
no tape.
There's gotta be somebody that
nope,
was taping
no
it.
No one. That
is
gone.
Is this
is
how
gone.
You sleep at night? You just keep telling yourself stuff?
Gone. Gone forever. Too bad. I guess if you didn't see it, you didn't see it.
No.
Did you see it? You saw it, right?
I saw it.
Yeah.
Stuff
it's a good
about...
one. Hilarious. And then it was over, and that was the end of that.
Oh.
And no one ever
yeah,
heard
I don't
about
really
it again.
Even totally remember.
Yeah.
Why would I remember you? The skit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was all fun.
Yeah. Too bad you didn't stay for the skits, Vinny.
Nope. I left right as Maddie was getting up to do his roast or whatever he was going to do.
It was funny.
All right.
Scott Capro was hilarious at my 50th birthday party. Mm-hmm. I was so honored with all the mean things he said. I felt really loved.
And he's next.
He is next. And also your first chance today at tickets for our live secret show coming up on Halloween.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.